Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go back to our Oakland Hard Jewelers Talk and Text line. Let's go to Nick in Hornville. Nick, you in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Nick, what you got?
Hey, man, I just want to shed some light on it. Look, I'm all for Mike McCarthy, man, because you can remember in the Haslett era, we didn't even have a clue that Jeff Blake would have an outbreak like he did. Then flip it, Aaron Brooks compound with a good season after Jeff Blake broke his foot. So I'm all in for Mike McCarthy with our young quarterback to just get him going and teach him how to be an NFL quarterback.
You know, you make great
also
points.
Had Jake.
And Jake DeLong.
Jake was on that team, too.
No, and Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott is all on board with Coach McCarthy. You know, when you think about, like, a coach and how you could trust him, I was like that with June Jones. And then all of a sudden I'm learning to run and shoot. He helped me get to the Pro Bowl and all that. That goes a long way. I think Coach McCarthy, that I'm not saying Spencer Rattler is the future, but he would make him even better. And he would make, if Derek Carr is the quarterback, he'd make Derek Carr even better. Like he did, you talk about Blake and then Aaron Brooks and even Jake DeLong. So, listen, I'm looking at Coach McCarthy, and, you know, he's played in. Now, think about this. There's a lot of skins on the wall, 22 playoff games. We're just trying to get to one right now, post Sean Payton. He's 11-11, but still 22 playoff games. And you look at 2000 to 2004. And, you know, and five seasons in NOLA as offensive coordinator, you know, they were never lower than 14 in scoring. So they were always on the upper echelon, Mike, if you look at where the team. So I think Coach McCarthy, he didn't forget how to coach that I think it's a winning scenario.
And he's been there, done that.
Yeah.
As
yeah.
a head coach and wins. He won in Green Bay and he won in Dallas, despite. Really not having much power in Dallas. I mean, when you don't have control of your assistant coaches or virtually no say as far as personnel, that's difficult. You're in a bad spot there. But again, for the Saints, it comes down to player acquisition. That's bottom line with it. You got to get better talent.
You know, and when you're getting the personnel now, and you know, I've said this, Mickey Loomis said, the next coach will have input on and key decisions, such as whether to keep Derek Carr quarterback, whether we're in a full rebuilding mode, if that's necessary, or you know, even where to hold training camp. I've said that before.
So do you think that they're going to go back to California? They didn't have any success.
No, because they didn't win.
Yeah, exactly.
No, we went back to La Crosse like for nine seasons because we won. That's why you go up to La Crosse, Wisconsin. It was awesome to practice there. But you have to win. I would say no, that you're going to stay on Airline Highway right there until you get things done. But, Mike, that is a big thing about when you look at as a head coach and the skins you have on the wall. You might say, well, I want to go with a young guy. Okay, the young guy might work out. But, you know, the old guy brings more stability wherever he's been. Now, people might not, they might hate
but
on
Bob,
Coach
that's
McCarthy.
Not hip today, so to speak.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a good point.
I'm just telling you.
That's
it's
a good point.
Not the hip coach, the young guy that you can present out there. Hey, everything's going to change. You know what changes? Get me talent.
Well,
I can coach it if I got talent.
Well, the hip guy to me is Kellen Moore then. If you don't want to go with the old guy, then you go with Kellen Moore. So I can play both sides of the fence. When I look at that, all I know is, okay, Dak Prescott's a legit NFL starting quarterback. I don't know if he's going to win anything. He's played like he's supposed to take the Cowgirls to the Super Bowl. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen. This is what Dak Prescott said, like a testimonial about Mike McCarthy. He said, I believe in him wholeheartedly. The guy's won a Super Bowl. He has won a Super Bowl. When you look at that, there's not many guys or coaches who have done that, and to have one that could do it from experience, I know how valuable he's been for me. I think if Coach McCarthy was coaching Derek Carr, Derek Carr would say the same thing.
I agree with
that. I think it wouldn't be like, oh, Coach McCarthy, he don't know what he's doing. Maybe you don't know what you're doing. It'd be more like that. So that's why I'd be interested to see what direction that Mickey Nall is going to go in.
Man, but for me, though, Bob, if you're going to take a private plane and you're going to go to Philadelphia to talk to Kellen Moore, that tells me it's more than a passing interest.
No, that's
serious if you're going to take that plane and go to Philly and talk to Kellen Moore.
Well, because to me, Kellen Moore has skins on the wall, and Mike, you have to acknowledge that what he's actually done. What have you done for me lately? This is not an opinion. Again, his offenses have finished ranked number 8 in total offense, number 7 in scoring, and number 2 in rushing. Now, you have Saquon Barkley. But this is the thing that gets to me. You got the right pieces, the right players in place. That top 10 scoring offense 4 times in the last 6 seasons. So
and not all of that was in Philly.
Yeah.
One year in Philly.
Exactly.
He did that in Dallas.
Dallas, exactly. So that's why. Now, I don't even know what kind of he might be. I don't know. I don't like his personality. He's too introvert to me. I don't know how flamboyant, if he's like Aaron Glenn.
Or like
a Dan Campbell.
No, he's not going to be that.
I don't even know him.
He's a former quarterback. Come on.
Yeah, but your quarterback, you could be a hard ass. Yeah, you can be get on him. So, no, I don't know. I looked at him. They showed a picture of him on the sideline. Jalen Hurts made a good player some, and he showed a lot of emotion. He was kind of like high-fiving and all that stuff.